This is the Great Destinations radio show.
Have you considered travelling by container ship? Rebecca Hall writes for The Rough Guides and Huffington Post. She says the Merchant Navy have taken passengers for years. It's not a mode of transport that's well known, but it is popular, particularly amongst older travellers.
Mostly the people that travel by container ship are maybe older people who have cruised a lot and now they're looking for something a little bit more different.
Rebecca says she enjoys it because you have the sailing experience of a cruise, but without the entertainments or having to share the voyage with thousands of other people. On her last trip, she had a fascinating itinerary.
I went from Athens up to Europe first, Genoa, I went to Spain, so Barcelona and Valencia, through the Suez Canal, down through the Red Sea, through the Arabian Gulf, into the Indian Ocean, and then stopping at Singapore. So that took about 11 days.
You won't be slumming it, and you'll make a nice saving compared with cruise ships.
It's in their interest to keep the crew happy because then the crew are on board for 6 months at a time. So the rooms that you're given, my room was, I think, about a 25 square metre cabin, which is very big. It was an outdoor cabin. They don't have any indoor cabins. So you had massive portholes. I had like a mini living room as well, a bench seat, and I had a TV, which didn't work. I don't quite know why they got the TV there. I think it's because they've got a DVD player as well. So if you bought your DVDs, you could watch them on TV. And had a desk with a chair. It was big, and a big double bed. And I think for the same price that I paid, if you paid that on a cruise ship, you would have got an inside room with no portholes, probably located down underneath the waterline.
Unlike cruise ships, when there's often an open buffet, the meal times on the container ship are set.
Three meals a day and you eat with the crew. I mean, there's two types of dining room, mess rooms, they call them. There's a mess room for the senior crew, people like the captain and the chief officer and the chief engineer and second engineer, etc. And then the other crew are people who, I don't know, work in the engine room. They tend to be crew maybe from the Far East. So they tend to all stick together and have their own cuisine. The cook tends to cook for them. And then the senior crew tend to be European, or they were on my ship. So we had European food.
The container ships can sometimes stop a lot longer than cruise ships because they're offloading goods, but they can berth further from the city centres. So how do you book?
I booked mine through a company, funny enough, called The Cruise Company. But they also book container voyages. They also book voyages in Antarctica on scientific research ships because sometimes they take passengers too, like icebreakers.
You can follow Rebecca's blog, lifebeyondbordersblog.com.